are listening to PesticideTruths.com.
Sure, we might have a couple questions. I have one, and that, I know it's going to sound argumentative, but I'm just trying to play a bit of devil's advocate here. So it sounds like Cancer Society, you're acknowledging that there's a time and a place for exemptions, you know, noxious weeds, agricultural use, things like that.
Yeah.
So on the one hand, it's like you're saying, well, we agree that sometimes they actually need to be used, even though it's, by your premise, going to harm you.
Yep.
But we don't want you to put it on your lawn once or twice a year. And in our climate, that's generally what it is, once or twice a year, throughout the course of the year, because it's that exposure we worry about. Yet we're not advocating for a complete ban when it comes to my food supply, which I ingest every day. And so I'm just wondering, it seems like the grass piece is the absolute least amount of exposure I'm going to get in the course of a year, compared to everything else that it's being used on, yet you don't dispute it being used on all that other stuff.
Well, we actually do dispute it in the big picture for all pesticide use. However, you have to start somewhere. And we know that this is unnecessary. So this is why we're starting with the unnecessary use of pesticides. It's very, very difficult to even get bylaws and provincial legislation around the unnecessary use of pesticides. So to come out and start with banning them all together for everything, it wouldn't happen.
Dirty bit.